one time we got a hold of a barrel. I was up with my buddies, and I said, now this barrel ain't been used in a good while. I said, he said, I know what we'll do. He says, let's take and put the whiskey on the stove, and we'll get the whiskey hot. See, anything hot and warm, it'll go ahead and get into the wood real quick and start swelling up.
Yeah.
And we had it in a little old another container in case what went through the cracks was gonna scoop it up and use it again. But we put it in there and we was drinking. We had some already made. We were drinking it and we was feeding Pat a pretty good fire on him. And we was good to funnel and I was dipping it out and putting it into the keg. And then I could see it seeping around and after a while we got too close to that fire, and that damn fire jumped to that whiskey down that blue, light of fluid, burns blue, pretty blue color.
Yeah.
Had the keg of fire, everything. In the kitchen. And he got excited. He said, let's call the police. The fire. I said, hell no. I said, that'd be hell of a note. I'm a fireman. I said, you could be calling the fire department. I said, go get me a blanket in the room. He ran quick and got a blanket. And I covered everything with a blanket. And we got it off.
Yeah.
It wasn't no big, like gasoline now, you know.
Yeah.
But it was just a blue flyer all over. It was on the floor, everything, the chair. We said all out of fire, but we got it out. And it's full up. We put it up in the loft for one solid year. It made some fine, good whiskey.
Came out all right?
Yeah. Had a pretty color. Really good.
Huh.
Hadn't been that good a while.
Now, in the top of a bottle, what did you used to put the top of a bottle?
Cork.
Okay. What was it? Did you ever have different types, or what was it made out of?
This whole cart. Well, I'm going to be here making start putting screws on them, caps.
Okay.
Back then, it was just regular old carts.
What were the two little musical instruments you might play? One of them was in your mouth. One of them you play, like this.
We'd take a comb and a piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
And then some of them cats play them juice harps. Take old bones, take them between your finger, flip them, make them sound like somebody tap dancing. You learn to do that. Take old cow ribs.
Yeah.
They come about that long. Then you get to learn to use your wrist and you can flip, keep up with the music.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like a drum, but only different. And always tap. And if you was talented, you could play some instrument. But I wouldn't. I can't even hardly play the radio now. Not on instrument.
Okay. Now, what was the little one you'd have that you hold up to your mouth, though?
Harmonica?
Okay.
All right. Hell, I tried to blow 2 years on it. I never learned to play a tune on that. All right.
What would you pound nails with, though?
Old hammer.
Okay. And if you had a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay. Tongue. And you're putting a horse between a buggy, say. You before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
You putting a pair of them?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, no, just one. If you're hooking one up to a buggy, you have to back him in between the two, what you call those, you have a name for?
No, I don't know what particular what they call it.
You call the shafts or the
shafts?
Okay.
Well, we didn't have too many buggies.
Yeah. Now, Mr. you used to urge your horses with
an old whip.
Okay.
Down old limb or something. Which?
Yeah. Do you ever have anything different for oxen or mules?
I got an uncle who used to drive oxen.
Yeah.
He had a whip, he could handle them. He'd do when he was logging up and, moving logs out, cutting timber and all that. He could handle them. He could really handle oxen. He's the one that, I think Bill had a talk with him. He died. He's 80. He was 84, 85. Out of all.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I heard that tape.
And he drove oxen.